This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was news of Americans' access to health care this week. Gallup reported that 3 million fewer Americans had health insurance at the end of last year as compared to 2016. It's the first time since 2014 that the uninsured rate had gone up. It's been dropping, as you might have heard, since the key provisions of Obamacare went into effect. And there are plenty of reasons why, as Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY.
After 35 years, Gretchen Miller was uninsured.
We lost it January 1st, 2017.
Miller's husband lost his job at a rock radio station in Morgantown, West Virginia, after 20 years.
I was frightened, not because of him losing the job, it was losing the insurance.
The 60-year-old, who once upon a time held jobs as a proofreader and a baker, had health problems, maybe the biggest, a slow-growing brain tumor near her optic nerve.
I need to see my neurosurgeon every year and see my oncologist every year. Oh, and my ophthalmologist to make sure that I'm not losing my sight.
Getting coverage on their own was too expensive. Medicaid was off the table, too. Miller's husband received too much in unemployment. As much as their story is unique, the Millers also are a statistic.
This increase in the uninsured rate is not even.
Dan Witters is research director of the Gallup ShareCare Wellbeing Index. Witters found that for Americans earning $36,000 or less, the uninsured rate climbed 2%. Witters also found a racial divide. More than twice as many Latinos and African Americans lost coverage compared to white Americans. Under Obamacare, those disparities had been closing.
But with the disproportionate increase in the uninsured rate among blacks and Hispanics over the last year, that has had the effect of undoing some of the benefits of the Affordable Care Act.
Going forward, some states are now expected to require people on Medicaid to work, and Congress has repealed the Obamacare mandate that people buy insurance. Healthcare experts say all that means even more Americans will lose insurance this year. The Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt says people will struggle.
The evidence is clear that people without insurance get less care, end up sicker, and frankly, die sooner.
Gretchen Miller spent her year uninsured, worried about her tumor, worried about her feet, which kept swelling up.
I've been in pain on my feet and didn't want to go and get it checked out because afraid of getting tests and are we going to pay for tests?
Miller says they bought an Obamacare plan. She jokes she's looking forward to taking fewer ibuprofen this year, but the card still hasn't come, and she's not making any appointments until it does. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.